listener-supported, independent music radio, WNRN. We're broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay, including 88.5 in Richmond. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. We are talking all things 804 Day. We are very thrilled to have a stage this year at 804 Day at 17th Street Farmers Market in Shaco Bottom in Richmond, coming up this Saturday. One of the acts that we'll be playing is Hot Pants, and we are joined by them now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Last summer, Hot Pants released the ensemble debut album, Ghost of Rock and Roll, and you're going to kick things off for us with the title track.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this one's called Ghost of Rock and Roll. Hope you guys like it.
Necessary to keep this body moving, to keep this
Hot Pants live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing the WNRN stage at 8:04 day at the 17th Street Farmers Market in Shaco Bottom in Richmond this Saturday. Ghost of Rock and Roll, the track we just heard, the title track to the latest record. I want to dig into the album a little bit, but before we do, would everybody please go around and introduce yourselves and say what instrument you're playing for everybody out there in Radio Land?
Sure. I'm Mackenzie Rourke. I'm singing and I'm playing the acoustic guitar.
Hey there, Billy Bocci, backing vocals, guitar.
Hey, Lee Pinner, backing vocals and tambourine.
Can I introduce the non-mic'd? We got Matt Moran on the bass and Drew Barnacki on the drums.
All right. Thank you so much. So Ghost of Rock and Roll came out last summer and it was self-produced. Can you talk about what that experience was like and what you took away from it?
Yeah, you know, we decided to just kind of go for it and sort of just put it together ourselves without the help of a formal producer. Billy over here is very skilled in kind of the producing world and recording world. He knows his stuff. So I kind of entrusted him to kind of play that role. So, yeah, we recorded it at Red Amp over the course of, I guess, a weekend mostly. Mm-hmm. Did most of it over a weekend and then spent the next several months sort of, you know, tuning everything and, you know, doing all the editing, I suppose. So Billy and I kind of worked on that. We added, you know, in some stuff, got Lee over here on some background vocals and added some different parts. So, you know, we sort of took our time with it, but at the same time, I feel really proud of what we accomplished. Yeah, anything you want to add to that, Billy?
We made very detailed demos before we went to the studio.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
So that was a big part of it. At Matt's house, we all sat down with headphones and recorded it, the best possible demos that we could. So then when we started recording, it made itself, the record.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So y'all are known for the live show. I'm curious what your approach was. Were you trying to translate that same live energy into the studio recordings?
Yeah. We wanted to make something that sounded, you know, as close as possible to, you know, what we sound like live. We didn't want to trick everyone and, you know, you put out a record and then they come to see us live and they're like, what is this? So we wanted to, you know, be as true to that as possible. So, you know, we didn't want to get too fancy and technical and, you know, put a bunch of stuff that we wouldn't be able to recreate live just because that's important to us.
And Mackenzie, growing up, you were into rock and roll, particularly kind of guitar-driven rock of the 70s. Yeah. Were there any artists that inspired you all when you approached this record?
Yeah, I mean, every song is kind of inspired by, you know, the different sounds of the past. I mean, the whole classic rock canon, you know, is kind of an influence, you know. Heart, Rolling Stones, you know, some Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, you know, all of those, you know, we wanted to kind of take the best of that era and those sounds and try to infuse as much as we could into our own music and, you know, make it for the modern age.
Now, you all are now currently billed as Hot Pants, formerly Mackenzie Rourke and the Hot Pants. Tell us about the decision to move forward in this new iteration. What does it signify for you all and what can audiences expect from this new iteration of the band?
Yeah, so I've been asked about this a lot because people are like, why would you take your own name out of it? And the truth is, you know, when I started playing music, I never really wanted to be just Mackenzie Rourke. I always wanted to just be in a band. And so, you know, when I put out my first album, 4 years ago or so under just my name, it was because it was kind of like, all right, like, this is my name. I don't know what else to call this. And then when the band kind of came together, it just became very clear that it wasn't just me backed by a backing band. You know, Hot Pants is more than that. And so I just wanted to, you know, honestly, for the sake of simplicity, you know, people would be like, what band are you in? And I'd be like, Mackenzie Rourke and the Hot Pants. And they'd be like, how do I spell that? And I'm like, all right, give me a pen, give me a paper, let me write it down for you. So this way, it's just a little easier for people to kind of digest, you know, one word, Hot Pants, you know, can't really misspell that. Yeah, I just felt like it was time for us to kind of take on a more sort of collaborative, you know, take to this and kind of work all together. Just because I really do feel like, you know, when we play, it's not just me. Like I said, it's not just me and a backing band. It's really everyone like puts so much like work and attention and add so much, you know, dynamic. Like I'll bring like sort of the skeleton of a song to the band and then, you know, it takes on a life of its own. Everyone adds like their special sauce to it and makes it really amazing. So I just, you know, I wanted to sort of homogenize ourselves, I guess, and not
make it all about myself. I'm also kind of a shy person, despite, you know, choosing this as a career path. So I kind of like just sort of melting into, you know, the band as one entity.
Mackenzie has built a very good team. As a leader, she's built a very good team mentality with our group.
Yeah, thank you.
We're speaking with Hot Pants on WNRN. They're playing the WNRN stage at 804 Day at the 17th Street Farmers Market in Shaco Bottom in Richmond this Saturday. What would y'all like to play for us next?
Yeah, we're going to play a newer song. We haven't released this. We've recorded it. We're hopefully going to put it out sometime this fall. It's just sort of an acknowledgement of all of the bad stuff going on, and we feel helpless, you know, as artists. Sometimes we look at what's going on in the world, and you know, all you can really do is make art, and hopefully, you know, that helps people feel understood, and, you know, like they're not alone in this. You know, we're all in this together. It's a reminder also that to have hope, and you know, we are in this together. We can do something about it. We just have to believe in ourselves. So it's called Wicked World.
There's no excuse.
Wicked World, Hot Pants, treating us to a new song live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Hot Pants are playing the WNRN stage at 804 Day in Shaco Bottom in Richmond this Saturday. So you all have toured around a lot, around the Mid-Atlantic. A couple years back, 2024, you won Floyd Fest's On the Rise competition. What have you all learned when it comes to building a fan base the grassroots way?
Oh, gosh.
A lot of work.
I don't know. What have I learned? I don't know. It's tough. You know, it's something I try not to get too caught up in of being, oh, we need more fans. We need more followers. We need more likes. You know, I mean, all that stuff is important, of course. But, you know, we just try to put on a good show. We try to be nice people. We try to, you know, invite our friends and our family out and have people spread the word. And if they like our music, to, you know, to share it. Yeah, making buttons. Yeah, sometimes you got to, you know, have a little freebie to give out, you know, if you're getting people, trying to get people to vote for you. When we did the Floyd Fest On the Rise thing, I really tapped into my inner, like, fifth grader running for, you know, class vice president or whatever I was running for, and really campaigned. And so we made little buttons and handed them out and put up flyers. And that, I think, really made an impact. You know, we put the extra effort in and didn't just rely on, you know, social media posts to get people to vote for us. We went and had to talk to people face to face and invite them to our set and everything, and it worked. So it was great. And you know, around Richmond, we're not, like, you know, so concentrated on, you know, skyrocketing up there and, you know, getting in front of as many people as possible, but just doing stuff like this is such a great opportunity, you know, to just sort of connect with the community. On, it's not a small scale, it's a big scale. WNRN is huge, you know, you broadcast all over the state, so this, you know, this is an amazing opportunity for us to have our music, you know, be played over the airwaves like this. So thank you to everyone for being here today, everyone in the audience and everyone who's listening. And yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Well, we're looking forward to your set at 804 Day in Shaco Bottom on Saturday. So in the spirit of 804 Day, can you talk about your experience in the Richmond music scene, sort of how the city's unique creative energy has contributed to your output and your trajectory, which you kind of just hit on a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, the thing I love about Richmond is there's kind of every genre represented here. It's not just, you know, a country music town or a punk town or whatever. It's got everything. So that has contributed to this sound, just because when I put this band together and I was kind of more in the Americana vein, I purposefully, you know, I got Billy on board, who's not, you know, a country person, and Matt, you know, who's not. Everyone brings their own kind of unique flavor of their own personal style and their own personal taste in music. And so that has kind of made the conglomerate that is Hot Pants. So I kind of like that. I don't like being, you know, pigeonholed into one sound or one genre. I like sort of exploring lots of different things. So I think Richmond's a great place to do that. It's great too, just the community as a whole and the Richmond music scene as a whole is so welcoming. It's so, you just go support your friends, like, no matter what genre they are, no matter what kind of music they make, it's just, people just support each other just for the love of music and the love of art. And I just think that's a really beautiful thing.
Hot Pants live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, playing the WNRN stage at 804 Day this Saturday. We love it if you play one more. What would you like to take us out on?
All right. So we're going to play this song that it's kind of... I was kind of hesitant on playing it because the attitude of it is kind of like a sort of a bad attitude song. So I don't want you to think that this is just our attitude all the time. But we as people, as creatives, as, you know, human beings, we go through periods of life where things just feel like they're not going your way, or angst. Angst is a feeling that I think no one can escape. Nobody is immune from feeling angst every once in a while. So this is a song that sort of came out of that moment for me. I had kind of a tough year and a tough spring, some things happening in my life that really made me go, you know what? Whatever. You know, who cares? And the song is called Whatever, Who Cares? So if you feel that, this is for you.
From my guts, I'm asking for more. just like everyone.
Live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. You can catch their set at 5 p.m. this Saturday on the WNRN stage as part of 804 Day. See the full lineup at 804dayrva.com. Hot Pants, thank y'all so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios and Shaco Records, Carlos, Craig, Tom, and Billy, my WNRN colleagues, Sarah, Maddie, Zoe, and Matt, to the WNRN members and underwriters in the audience whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thanks for listening.